Hi everybody and welcome to Rob Evans 365. It's day number 1292 and I'm in the mobile studio heading in towards hospital to visit my daughter. And I've just come back from my physio and it's one of the rare appointments that rare things that I go out for at the moment. I'm very much isolating myself from the rest of the world. I'm having a drink at the same time. Just so that I don't place my family, my girls, into danger. So that I can keep visiting my youngest one in hospital. But also my clients, I want to keep them moving as well. So that I don't disrupt them. And obviously I still need to be serving people so that, you know, I can keep the business running, I can keep helping people, but also the financial aspect so that I can keep earning. Excuse me, that wasn't a COVID sneeze. It's a bit windy today, so I think it's a bit of hay fever. It's been really windy the last couple of days. And I'll give you an update as to the knee. So I think it's 5 weeks tomorrow since my surgery. It's either 5 or 6, gee, I've lost track. I think it's 5. And the surgery's obviously gone well. I'm getting stronger and stronger with each day. And I guess more pain-free each day as well. And I am back to walking up and down the steps normally and pretty much no pain, a little bit sometimes when I come down, but otherwise none at all. So I think I've reached the point where I would say I am either the same or slightly better in terms of pain compared to before the surgery. So to me, that's a huge step because I want to get to be pain-free. But I think now I'm either the same or better than where I was pre-surgery. So that's great. I'm also seeing about my elbow. I've had some ongoing issues with my elbow really over... It's hard to pinpoint these things when they exactly start. I'll just say six months ago. And I thought it was from, putting your elbows on the desk. I tend to use my right hand more because it's where the mouse is and that kind of stuff. And so when I'm doing that, or I'm just reading or whatever and scrolling with my right hand, the left arm is up and on the desk. And I thought because of the last big lockdown six that we had, I was spending so much time at my desk that it was because of that. And then I was recognizing that, oh gosh, that's really quite sore. I started using some padding underneath it. So I used actually like a squishy ball, like a juggling ball full of rice or something, you know, that kind of texture, and popping that under the elbow. And that seemed to help from that perspective, but the pain didn't go away. So I realized, okay, as I was working out more and more, lifting heavier and heavier, the pain was getting worse and worse. So I've not worked it in terms of doing bicep curls. They're the worst for it. For the last 2 weeks now, it has gotten a little better, but it's still quite sore. So I had some treatment on it today. And now I'm not going to see the physio for my knee. I'm happy with where that is. And I'll just keep doing my physio at home. He's written some other, you know, exercises for me to do, which is fine. I will do those, but it's all progressing really quite nicely. So I'll just keep on that and we'll work on the elbow. So I've got a couple of just one exercise to do for the elbow. So the body is getting back to, you know, where I want it to be, which is nice. I'm only doing my workouts at home at the moment. Today actually was the first workout for my back at home in a while. And that's the the program that I really do miss doing in the gym. So I'm going to see what happens COVID-wise in the community over the next week. And then I might just go in once a week to the gym to do that back workout and just pay a casual type visit. And, oh man, is this, have I done it again? I keep just naturally coming this way and there's a damn detour still in place here. Geez, how many times do I need to do this? They don't have a detour sign until you get here. It's so annoying. And there's no roadworks going on there. It's like so frustrating why they've just got a truck and a dude sitting in a truck there all day just saying detour. So I think I might do that for the for my back workout. I did it today, trying to replicate what I do with the hammer strength equipment. It's just not the same, and I get the same pump. It's still a good workout, but not building the extent of muscle that I would want. And obviously, when I'm at home and I'm working out, I can, I can look different, if I can just say that. Because I can wear a different, type of singlet. I can, take the singlet off while I'm exercising and stuff. And I can tell that I've really put on some good size with the program that I'm doing at the moment. So I'm really pleased with that. I just want to keep it up. So I'm not exactly sure. I've got to spend some time in the computer mapping out my own program, tracking it a little bit better that I'm doing right now for this year. I think I'm probably up to about week 8 of 12. That's what it feels like. So I'm getting heavier and heavier. I'm working in that 8 to 10 range at the moment. Next week, I feel I will go to the 6 to 8 range, but I've got to just have that time. See, I've been, I had the 29-hour shift. That finished yesterday, and I crossed over 2 days, and I slept so well last night. I was so tired, so I was basically up for 29 hours doing coaching with my coach, and the time just went so fast. It just reminded me like how much I got done. Like I'm listening and I'm taking notes and everything, but I'm also working away in the background on my own stuff. I probably got done in a few hours. And it probably took me about 4 hours, if I'm honest. About four. Maybe even five. I'll say four because there was a lot of time where I'm just listening and I'm writing notes and watching the screen and everything. I did that in 4 hours, what would probably take me 4 or 5 days. I mean, it is a task that I've been trying to get to for a number of weeks and I haven't gotten to it. I wish I didn't need to sleep so I'd get so much done. Putting that extra time in my day where there's no interruptions because everyone's sleeping. So I enjoyed that. But it made me realize how much I'm not getting done. And, I'm going to hospital now. It'll be 4 hours out of my schedule today on a day that I normally dedicate to, getting that growth stuff done, working on those projects, doing that. But at the moment, it's either taking my daughter to hospital or visiting her in hospital or somewhere in between, entertaining her.
Pardon me.
Entertaining her at home. There are just things that I need to get done. And this is one of the benefits of listening in to my coach for like 10 hours. I did like 25 Zoom calls in 10 hours. If you think you're busy, you don't know what busy is. Because he was going from one call to the next, to the next, to the next, covering so much content, so much connection, watching how he builds relationships with people, noticing how he monetizes relationships as well, you know, dealing with the admin side of what happens, the frustration of what happens for him too. And just, you know, seeing his mind at work is just really impressive. So as a result of that, I've already made some changes to the way that I work. And, you know, it's just, again, made me think, wow, I really need to spend some more time here sorting some of this stuff out. I mean, the reason that he gets so much done is he's got a really good second in charge, if you like. He's got a solid admin team around him that enables him to do so much more. And so, you know, that's where I just need to spend a bit of time doing that. And again, that's something I could be doing today in that 4 hours, but realize I can't. So I'm going to look over the next couple of days how I can get away for maybe a couple of days to do some business planning. So close the business down altogether and just get away from home to a COVID safe location, probably somewhere local, and well, local-ish, 45 minute drive, and lock myself away so that I can just do a solid 12, 14 hours of business planning for 2 days and just pump out, you know, what I need to pump out. So that's what I'm looking to do. And it needs to be obviously quite flexible so that I can just say, okay, my daughter's going to be in hospital or whatever for these days. They're the days I'm going to go. Or she's going to be home, so not here. Estimate she's going to go in hospital here. Bang, I know that, say, 24 hours beforehand. So boom, I just make a booking and go. So I know the place in mind. I know the room, sort of room that I need, because it needs to be a reasonable size with you know, a bit of a kitchen there as well, so that I can prepare my meals and do all that kind of stuff, not have to go out for meals, etc., etc. So I'm looking forward to planning that, because I just realize sometimes you just got to make some tough decisions so that you can, you know, progress yourself forward. So that's something that's on my agenda to do over the next couple of days, to block out that time to do some of this planning for some business planning. It might sound boring to some people, but you know, when you're running your own business, you just look at things differently, and this is the stuff that actually really excites me. It's like setting me up for the future. So, yeah, that's what I'll be working on. And now I'm feeling good. The number of people that I've got with COVID at the moment, it's kind of fluctuating a bit. I've got people that have come out of quarantine, which has been good. People come out of quarantine this week and they're back. I've got some people that are still in quarantine that aren't feeling great. And in a week's time, I'm going to the Australian Open tennis, one of the finals. And the person I'm going with has COVID right now. They come out of isolation on Monday, I think it is. Or is it Saturday? I'm not sure. And he's having a bit of a rough time for it, so that's not good. It's really knocked him. So I'm checking in on him each day, just seeing how he is. And hopefully he's on the improve pretty quickly. He's just at home, he's not in hospital. But yeah, let's hope he just continues to improve, because it's quite curious what I'm observing from the feedback I'm getting from people that have got it, or the people that they know that have got it. And if it's the kids that are getting it, often the kids are getting it and passing it through the family, like young kids, like 5, 6, 7, you know, that kind of age, even babies are getting it, passing it through to their parents or others around it. But then I'm also hearing that some kids are getting it. None of them are getting particularly sick. Some of them aren't even noticing it too much. But other members of the family are not getting it, which is really interesting that that could be the case. But it is happening that way. So Yeah, but no one's really coming down too bad with it. Just, you know, some basic cold and flu type stuff. So I don't know. I'm just hoping that this is going to die out. And what they have been talking about on the news, because school goes back here in a couple of weeks, and there's going to be teacher shortages, and obviously big problems with, you know, in the schools with COVID and stuff. And I can just see, I mean, I think if we have 750,000 people that'll be going back to school all on the one day, and they said they want people to have these RAT tests twice a week, the kids to have them twice a week. I was like, well, fantastic. I mean, that turns out to be quite expensive for some families. If you've got multiple children, you're looking at, you know, they're about $25 here, Australian, for two. There's two in the kid. So if you think about $25, you've got four kids, that's $100 a week. Now, that's one issue. The other issue is that we can't get them. So I ordered seven kits last week, not knowing that they were going to introduce this for the schools, just for, well, you know, me and the kids, but also our clients had been ringing me saying, have you got any, have you got any, because they can't get any kits. So I bought some extras, so for clients and everything, not realizing that, golly, we're going to have to get a whole bunch more if the kids have to do it every week. Twice a week. So interesting how that's going to play out the next couple of weeks, but hopefully this thing's just getting weaker and weaker. We'll see. Anyway, that's a bit of an update from me today as to what's going on and what I'm focusing on. And right now it's fixing the elbow. It's also about doing some serious business planning and doing things a little bit smarter. And so, yeah, we'll see if I can just find some space tomorrow to do that, so I won't be coming into the hospital tomorrow to do that. I'd say suggest, well, we didn't never know. I mean, my daughter could come out today. Most likely she'll come out on Monday. But again, we don't know. We just don't know. I'm supposed to be getting an update from the doctors today. So we'll see. Stay safe, everybody. Get your rats. See you tomorrow.